All right, episode 5. Ooh, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it definitely is, Chloe. I've kind of been in bed for the past week with an illness, as you already know. So it's good to finally be back in the driving seat.
Yep. So last week's episode was put on a bit of a halt because, one, we were stuck in a bit of flooding up in between Townsville and Mackay, and then we both ended up sick. So we've been in the wars. But we're back and we're better than ever, and that's what matters. So in our last episode, in episode 4, we explored brand positioning and how to carve out a unique space in your audience's mind. Once you have that strong position, you need a way to communicate it effectively. And that's where storytelling comes in. Facts and features alone won't make your brand stand out, but a powerful story will. Storytelling is at the heart of human connection, and in marketing, it's a secret sauce that transforms brands from forgettable to iconic. In this episode, we're going to break down the power of storytelling in marketing, why it works, and how you can use it to captivate your audience and drive real business results. So, so studies actually show that stories activate multiple areas of the brain, including those responsible for emotions, sensory experiences, and memory, which I believe is the hippocampus. And according to a study by Stanford University, people are 22 times more likely to remember a fact when it's presented in a story rather than as raw data.
And that's because they can make that connection.
Mm.
You know, that people resonate with stories. And really, when you look at anything, whether you're reading a book, listening to a podcast, you know, reading anything online, watching a movie, watching a drama, everything is story-based.
Yeah. And it comes down to the fact of being a part of something as well. You know, when you're telling a story, you feel like you're part of that story. You're part of, you know, what they've done, which gives you that sense of belonging.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is why storytelling works in marketing. So you have that emotional connection. You have the role of dopamine and decision-making in storytelling. So emotional connection, there's a neuroscientist, Paul Zak, found that compelling stories trigger the release of oxytocin, which is the trust hormone, making people feel more connected to brands and more likely to engage again.
And this is exactly why branding is so important, you know, and brand storytelling and having a story for your brand, because it does allow people to make that connection to that brand. And this is exactly how Nike and all the other big brands do things. You know, you're not buying the trainers, you're actually buying into that brand story and how it makes you feel and emotionally and things, you know.
Yeah. So the role of dopamine in storytelling. When a story creates suspense or emotion, our brains release dopamine, enhancing our focus, motivation, and retention, which is a key element in marketing success. When you're, you know, watching a video that Nike's done, and you see, you know, they've got new trainers and they've got whatever storyline they're trying to tell, you know, just do it kind of thing. You get that focus, that motivation to, you know, just do it, to
get your trainers on and go to the gym.
To do things, yeah. Decision-making and storytelling. So there was actually a research from Harvard Business School that confirms 95% of purchase decisions are subconscious, which are driven by emotions rather than logic. And this explains why storytelling is far more persuasive than just listing features and benefits alone.
Yeah, 100%. And again, when people buy, you know, services and products and things, they generally buy on emotion and how they actually feel at that moment in time, and then they look at that buying decision in a logical way, and this is how people end up with buyer's remorse when they start looking at things in a logical way. You know, do I really need this new car? Do I really need this? Do I really need that? And that's where that kind of decision making comes in. So And this, so when you're creating content for your website or, you know, content around your products, it should always be done in a way that tells the story. And when it does that, it allows you to get that emotional connection with your prospects.
Yeah. Some examples of brands that leverage storytelling is Nike, Coca-Cola, and Airbnb. So as we've mentioned a few times on different podcasts, Nike's campaigns aren't just about the shoes. They tell stories of their achievements, self-belief, and, you know, the fact of just do it. Coca-Cola's brand storytelling revolves around happiness, family, nostalgia, connection, making their ads a bit more memorable and emotionally engaging. And Airbnb don't just promote accommodation, they highlight personal stories of travelers and hosts, which sell the idea of belonging anywhere.
Yeah, it's interesting that the whole Coca-Cola one, I know we've spoken about this on other podcasts and things, but they create, you know, events around, adverts around annual events and things like Christmas. So you've got the Coca-Cola Christmas advert, and there's a lot of other, well, I suppose Iron Brew hadn't done the same kind of thing, you know. So now, as you get closer to Christmas, you know that, you know, Coca-Cola, Iron Brew, and some of the other bigger organisations, especially retail stores and things, in the UK anyway, have these adverts. And that, to be honest, that's actually to continue with their telling their story brand, if you like, and getting that emotional connection with people at that particular time of year.
Yeah. So there's five key elements of a great brand story. To create a compelling story, you need one, a relatable hero, which is your customer. Your customer is always the hero, never your brand. You want to position your customer as, you know, this limelight, this amazing, you know, put them in the spotlight. When you put your brand in the spotlight, people tend to notice that, and, you know, they'll just go, oh, whatever. Like, you're just out for money kind of thing. Whereas,
so it's self-promotion.
Yeah. Whereas when you focus on the customer, they feel seen and heard. Two, a problem to solve. So the challenge that your audience faces. Three, a guide, your brand with a solution. How your product or service actually helps your ICP. A transformation, what life looks before and after your solution. An emotional hook, a story that evokes emotion, sticks with people.
Yes, interesting this. I mean, in actual fact, there's a book called Story Brand, which was published by David Miller. Donald Miller, yeah, that's right. In fact, Chloe, I'm pretty sure you've got that book.
Yeah.
On your desk there. Which is a fantastic book, and I would absolutely recommend that people read it. We'll add a link to the bottom of the podcast so that people can click through and purchase that if they want. But this actually is similar, very similar to the story brand method as well, which is really good, you know. And in actual fact, I've seen some adverts on TV. There was one in the UK actually where it actually takes people through this whole, essentially the elements within that kind of story brand to get people to understand about a particular issue and or product that they're trying to solve, you know. So it's really, really interesting.
Some real world examples of storytelling and marketing, again, is Dove's Real Beauty campaign. So it's all focused on self-confidence rather than selling soap. You're selling the confidence of, you know, feeling beautiful, smelling beautiful, and having that, yeah, self-confidence. And another one is Apple's. So Apple's Think Different, how Apple positioned themselves as a brand for innovators and rebels. We've spoke about this quite a few times. Apple ace their marketing, and that's why they are one of the top for, you know, anything electronic, really.
Then you've also got like Dollar Shave Club, who done a viral launch, which was a humorous story that disrupted the industry. And Dollar Shave Club is all about, providing razors at an affordable cost, because razors, as you know, are expensive. So they've created this whole business and community now around shaving, And you've got Patagonia with their environmental commitment, which is a brand built around sustainability and purpose, So they all, if anyone looks at their brand, and of course Apple is a perfect example as well, you can actually see the story itself. Although they provide these amazing products, there's always a story behind the brand, and that is because of the story that's behind the brand that people buy into rather than the products themselves,
And when you can back up that storytelling with video storytelling, it just takes it to that whole next level. And you can really connect emotionally.
Yeah, I think I mean, even websites, the way that you develop and design your website from a usability perspective, and Apple is a perfect example of this. When you go into their website and you're looking at a product, and it essentially takes you through a story, or when you're viewing the your next Apple iPhone or whatever it is, it takes you through it, and it's not just simple graphics. It's the whole movement of the items, and it's when you're scrolling down the pages, really well done.
So there's six steps for how you can craft your own brand story. One is define your brand's why. What's your bigger mission that's beyond pro like creating profit? Two, understand your audience. Who are they and what do they care about? Three, identify the conflict. What challenges do your audience face? Four, position your brand as the guide. How do you help them to succeed? Five, show the transformation. Demonstrate the before and after impact. And six, make it authentic. People connect with real, relatable stories. That's perfect. Step by step to, create your own brand story.
Yeah, I mean, we could probably work through this and apply how Adonis Media does exactly this. And the first one is, define your brand's why. I mean, really, we exist to help transform brands from where they are, which might be a little caterpillar, to a beautiful butterfly. That's not to say that we're going to take people and turn them into a butterfly, but it's more about, letting them see that there's a better way to do things, which will help drive more revenue and business for their business. Understanding the audience. So we obviously need to understand who is our audience are, what they care about. What is it that I mean, this is probably more about defining your ICP, your ideal customer profile or buyer persona. So the more you understand your customer, the better your storytelling will actually be, and the better you can actually provide a better service for that particular customer. Identifying the conflict. So that's about understanding what the problems that audiences face. So a lot of the issues that our audience faces are things like poor revenue, stagnant growth, and things like not understanding data correctly in order to make better data-driven decisions and things like that. Position our brand as the guide. So what we do is we take them through a whole entire process of things that need to be implemented and done in order for them to get from the cat the what I was going to say, caterpillar there. But yeah, I mean, from the caterpillar, I suppose, right, in order to get to that beautiful butterfly, this is what you need to do, you need to do, and we guide them through that process. Showing the transformation, well, the transformation should essentially show itself through additional customers, revenue, more traffic, more qualified traffic, I might say, more brand searches and things like that. Because as when you start to work with us, for instance, we implement a lot of processes and do a lot of tactical work, which gets your name out, our clients' names out there, so that people actually start searching for their particular brand name, which is even better from an SEO perspective as well. Making that authentic and with relatable stories and things, you know, well, I suppose that whole process is actually about doing that in the first place, you know. But it's all about being authentic and showing people, you know, this is where you are, this is where you need to, this is where you want to be. We're going to be your guide on how we get you from there, from A to B, if you like.
Yep.
And that needs to be done through kind of storytelling.
Yeah, and the make it authentic one is a big one, I'd say, with storytelling. Some clients that we've had in the past would be like, oh, I don't want my face on the website. I don't want to be in anything. I don't want, you know, but then it's their business. You know, you need to be out there and connecting with your audience and show them that, you know, it's not just some random or AI that's created this website and is helping your business. It's a real person that's dedicated to doing XYZ for you or your business.
Well, that's right. I mean, at the end of the day, Chloe, people buy for people. As much as we're doing, you know, the whole point of storytelling is all about brand building. At the end of the day, people buy for people. And this is why a lot of people will tend to gravitate towards people. They do stand out, yeah. You know, like your Trumps, for instance, and your, you know, Elon Musk and things like that. And if you have a look at, like, the amount of people that follow Tesla versus the amount of people that follow Elon Musk, there's far more people follow Elon Musk because he's a real, actual person. And people can relate to that, you know, and they want to see what's happening, what's coming from the horse's mouth, if you like. So it's really important for people that own the businesses, you know, for to be doing founder-led growth as well, you know, over and above all the tactical stuff, which is either done by the team or an agency.
Yeah, yeah. So as we mentioned earlier, storytelling isn't just about, you know, your videos that you post on social media. There's a lot of other aspects that come into it, and there's five different ways that you can start implementing storytelling into your marketing. So first is your website. You know, your website should tell a story, not just list facts and features. Then you have your social media. Use storytelling in captions, videos, case studies, your posts, stories, to connect with your audience. Then you have ads and landing pages. So story-driven ads outperform product-focused ads. They're just, mwah. Email marketing, engage with subscribers with stories, not just sales pitches. You know, tell them what's happening right now, what's trends in your industry, with maybe a monthly or a weekly marketing campaign. And then customer testimonials. So frame them as success stories rather than just reviews.
Yeah, the website is a big one. I mean, especially since your website is your number one marketing asset. So that's really important. I think a lot of businesses find it difficult to do that, to get there. Not just the story, because I think a lot of people, especially when you're, and I've done this myself, to be honest, you know, when you're working in that in your particular industry and you know all the technical ins and outs, and you think people are really that interested, they want to know that stuff. And that's That's the kind of stuff that they put in there because they think that that's going to make them look like they're the ones that need to be chosen from all their competitors because they know about the jargon within their industry, but that's not the case. It's more about being more customer focused, and and you do that with the storytelling, which is much easier. And social media is a massive one as well. I mean, we know how hard it is to keep up to date with. Not so much to keep up to date, but to with the clients and everything that we have, for to make sure that we're reaching all the customers on all the different platforms, it can be difficult. So it's really important that when you're doing this, the type of stuff that you do it properly, and then storytelling and everything is taken into account, especially captions as well, because a lot of people use their phones when they're in the toilet nowadays, rather than the newspaper or the bottle of shampoo. They watch things on their phones and things. So captions are really important for things like that. Or indeed, if they're in a conference and they're wanting to watch something and listening to the conference at the same time, really important. Yeah, I mean, as we go into the ads and the landing pages, again, email marketing and then customer testimonials. I mean, the customer testimonials should be part of that story anyway. But it all needs to be a cohesive strategy. And this is what we talk about all the time, Chloe, whereby, when we bring in a client, we generally build them and develop them a growth plan. Or a growth strategy, anyway. Within that, all the messaging and everything is already defined and what needs to happen. So, really, as long as you do things right from the get go with a proper strategy and you've done the research, you've got a highly defined ICP, etc., etc., everything should just, fall into place when you're doing things like social media, website, ads and landing pages, email marketing. And then collecting customer testimonials and using those within your marketing collateral as well.
And getting video testimonials is a ideal as opposed to just a written one, because you can see that it's, you can see the emotion in their faces as well. And as we just said, with the whole storytelling, you can connect a bit easier and to make an informed decision.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, we as you know, we are developing or we're continually developing our proprietary website application. And part of that will be Google Business Profile, which will be integrated with AI. So not only will we be able to help businesses with the local SEO, we'll actually be able to help them continually post on Google Business Profile. Once we've got a customer in place, we can actually get them to leave a review and testimonial directly on our website. And part of that process will actually be us allowing the customer to leave a video testimonial directly from the website. So what that basically means is we'll get a They'll go through the process, they'll come to the website, they'll give us 5 stars, obviously. They'll provide us with a little review, which would be fantastic. And it'll be prompted as well so that we can, ask them a question essentially about the service and things. So it's a bit more in depth than just your one-liners. And then I'll go on to offer or allow them then to leave a video testimonial at that same point, which will be fantastic for both us and our customers, because we're not only collecting reviews from the customers, but we're collecting video reviews which can be used in our marketing collateral. And of course, any excellent review can be posted directly from that same application. So yeah, good things coming for us.
Now I think there was a few books that you wanted to recommend. Yeah, so we have Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller. So the story brand framework is a approach to connecting with customers that provides the ultimate competitive advantage, revealing the secret to helping customers understand the benefits of using your products, ideas, or services. And it will forever transform the way you talk about who you are, what you do, and the unique value you bring to your customers.
That's a fantastic book. I'd absolutely recommend that for anyone wishing to get stuck into the Story brand. The next one is by Steve Moulter. It's called Nothing Gets Sold Until the Story Gets Told, which is a fantastic book as well. In this, you'll discover how to maximise and capitalise on the natural speaker-audience relationship, effective ways to ensure mutual success and improve trust and confidence, tips to suppress fear in public speaking through value in every word and slide, passion for your topic that inspires passion in your listeners, and a plan to open strong, close stronger, and always set up the next point of contact. And this is all about corporate storytelling for career success and value-driven marketing. And a lot, I think it's got a focus more on public speaking. It's a fantastic book. This is another one which I have, but I've not yet read, by Bob Reisenbach. It's called Unleash the Power of Storytelling. Okay. Win hearts, change minds, get results. And it's a practical guide for the workplace, the marketplace, and everyday life. So it's again, oh no, in fact, I think I have actually read this one. I remember that now. So it's a good, another good book. So definitely recommended. There are a few others which I have on my massive collection of, well, library, I suppose. But any others that we remember, we'll leave on the podcast page.
Yep. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's it. And thanks everyone for their patience on us getting back to them with this podcast.
Yeah. So I've got a little challenge for the listeners. I want you to reflect on your brand story. Does it evoke emotion? Does it position your customers as the hero? If not, then it's time for you to have a relook at it. Now, I also have a question for everybody. We're going to do a segment where we go through businesses' marketing strategies, go through their websites. So if you want us to go through your website or your brand and give key points of what could work, what couldn't work for you, then send us a message on LinkedIn or send us an email. And we'd love to start that off. Yeah, I think that's all we have for today. So we'll see you on the next one.
Fantastic.
Bye.